Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So I did something last quarter my team thought was insane. I killed the standard post-demo technical deep dive, the one that goes on the calendar after every first demo, like a ritual.
All of them?
All of them. No more default, let's go deeper on the architecture follow-up.
Okay, what triggered that? Because I've watched teams try to cut those calls before and get crucified by their AEs.
I was sitting in on one, just shadowing, and for the first 15 minutes, the buyer was explaining our integration layer back to us, word for word from our docs. He'd clearly read everything, asked Claude the rest.
Oh no.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, why the default technical deep dive is broken, and what Ava's replacing it with. Okay, keep going. The buyer's telling you about your own product. Then what?
Eventually, he cuts himself off and goes, "Look, can we just talk about the one question that's actually blocking me?" And the question was incredibly specific. Something about how we handle a particular webhook retry case. Took my SE 40 seconds to answer.
And you'd booked the full hour.
60 minutes for a 40-second answer. And this isn't a one-off, Nate. My whole team sees it now. Buyers show up overprepared. They've read everything we've published and pressure tested us with an LLM before the call even starts.
Right. So the ritual deep dive is a ritual for us, not them anymore.
Exactly. So I pulled them, told my team, no more default deep dives on the calendar. Instead, we run async office hours twice a week, and every deal gets a get unstuck link the buyer can book themselves whenever they hit a wall.
And do they actually use it?
Way more than the scheduled calls ever got used. Booking rate tripled in 2 months, and the conversations are so much better because they happen at the moment of real uncertainty, not on some arbitrary Tuesday.
Look, I'm with you on the diagnosis, but I'd push back on one thing.
Go.
At enterprise scale, the champion sometimes wants that hour. Not because they need the content, because they need to be seen engaging with you in front of their stakeholders. It's theater, but it's load-bearing theater.
Huh. I hadn't thought about it that way.
My SE directors have talked about this. Half the time, the deep dive is the champion signaling due diligence to their own procurement team. Cut it, and you can accidentally make their life harder.
Okay, so maybe the move isn't cancel them all. It's cancel the default. Stop auto-booking. Offer one when the champion needs the optics, or when the buyer is genuinely stuck. Otherwise, don't.
Yes, that I'd sign off on.
So here's the move for this week. Look at your last 10 deals. Count how many standard technical deep dives got booked by default without anyone actually asking for one. Cut that default. Replace it with an on-demand option and see what happens.
And pay attention to what your team does with the reclaimed hours. My bet? Win rates hold. Your SEs get their evenings back, and the buyers who do need you get you faster.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.